We're here at the World Humanitarian Summit presenting messages from children caught up in disaster and conflict areas, particularly their drawings of safe schools. Lots of people have seen in the media is that when you talk to children and their families, one of the most important things to them after the disaster strikes is getting their children back into an education. But sadly, there's still 75 million children around the world whose education is disrupted by conflict and disaster. And with the average refugee being a refugee for 17 years, it means that often children are left out of school for not only months, but for years or possibly forever. And this also puts them at greater risk of going to child labour, of trafficking, of other forms of abuse, or being in certain contexts. Militias can be one of the most attractive forms of employment. So all in all, we know that education is not only the right thing to do, but also it's what those caught up in these situations often want. So we're here bringing these messages to world leaders ahead of the launch of the new Education Cannot Wait Fund on Monday. And this fund will be the first time where, after disaster strikes or after there's a large refugee or displacement issue, there will be one fund where the world can put money in to help get those children back into school and learning within months rather than within years.
So these drawings, who are the children from, what countries they are?
So there's a range of drawings of countries, so particularly from children in Lebanon who are Syrian refugees, but also from Nepal and South Sudan, where with various partners we work with, and have been very active in the campaign as well. So these are drawings of what a safe school means to them. Yeah, there's a variety of different things here, but not all the schools look exactly the same, but depending where you are from in the world. But I think... Yeah, it's something quite universal about those kids' drawings and bring back the humanity of the individuals behind them.